On the Sundays that we break bread,
每次在我们剥饼的主日
I do not know how to prepare my message.
我就不知道我要怎么样准备讲道
Should it be long or should it be short?
应该讲长一点的还是应该讲短一点
I really don't know.
我实在是不晓得
However, I prayed yesterday and these days.
但是我昨前天在祷告的时候
I had a burden to share with you the life of Joseph.
我有一个负担要跟你跟大家分享约瑟的生活
There are many, many reasons I want to share with you on him.
有很多原因为什么我要讲约瑟
First of all, he is type of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第一个因为他是我们主耶稣基督的象征
Secondly, his ministry is a very important one in the Old Testament.
第二个他的职事在旧约里面是一个非常非常重要的一个
There's also another reason that I want to share with you in Genesis.
同时还有另外一个原因为什么要讲创世纪里面的
Because for the past quarter in our Sunday school class
因为上一个学期这个 我们的主日学里头
We've been studying the Old Testament
我们从创世纪从旧约开始读起的
We cranked through many of the passages
我们一直读过去读了很多节很多章
Not too easy
不太容易
And we almost finished Deuteronomy now
我们差不多
according to my schedule
如果是照着这个计划的话，我们应该快要读完了生命记。
I don't know the groups that are in my class is finishing that or not.
我不晓得我们那个在我那组的学生是不是都念完了。
But I felt while your memory is still new, still fresh.
我相信在你们还记得的时候。
I'd like to tell you to share with you on Joseph.
我愿意把这个约瑟来跟大家分享。
Let's turn to Genesis 37.
让我们来。翻开《创世纪》第37章。
And may we read from a second verse to 11.
创世纪三十七章，我们从第几节？第二节到第十一节。创世纪三十七章二节到十一节，我们一起念。
We have to turn it quickly because we have many passages to read.
因为我们要念很多地方，所以我们大家念快一点。雅各的纪略如下：约瑟十七岁。与他哥哥们一同牧羊，他是个童子，和他父亲的妾毗拉希伯的儿子们常在一处。约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报给他们的父亲。以色列原来爱约瑟，过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的。他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟，过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。约瑟做了一梦。告诉他哥哥们，他们就越发恨他。约瑟对他们说：“请听我所做的梦。我们在田里捆禾架，我的捆站起来站着，你们的捆来围着我的捆下拜。”他的哥哥们回答说：“难道你真要做我们的王吗？难道你真要管辖我们吗？”他们就因为他的梦和他的话，越发恨他。后来他又做了一梦。也告诉他的哥哥们说看哪、啊、我又做了一梦梦见太阳月亮和十一个星星向我下拜约瑟将这梦告诉他父亲和他哥哥们他父亲就责备他说你做的这是什么梦难道我和你母亲你弟兄果然要来俯伏在地向你下拜吗他哥哥们都记住他他父亲却把这话存在心里
If I were Joseph, I wouldn't speak of those things.
若是我是约瑟的话，我才不讲这些事呢。
He must not be a very smart person, you may think.
你想他大概不是一个很聪明的人。
At least he's not very sophisticated.
至少他不是那么样子的啊。
But if Joseph would know the way the Lord would treat him,
但是约瑟知道神要怎么样对待他。
If he knew it ahead of time,
若是他事先知道的话。
He would be very scared to listen to hear to see those dreams.
那他看他将来会很害怕想到这些梦。
Now, why did the Lord give Joseph this dream?
为什么主要给约瑟这些梦
？The reason is not what he chose to.
并不是因为他选择要这样子的。
I find that one thing very interesting.
我发现有一件事情。
Choose your dream.
我发现有一件事情很有意思，你没办法选择你要做什么梦。
Did any one of you try to dream?
有没有哪一位可以想要说我要做什么梦就做什么梦？
It didn't work
没有办法的，没有办法的。
Now the Lord has given the dream was given to Joseph.
但是这个梦是主给他的。
But the Lord gave him with a reason.
这个主给他有一个原因。
Because here it says he is the beloved son of Jacob.
有原因，因为他是他的父亲雅各的爱子。
And he has a very distinguished robe or many colored robe.
因为他有一个很特别的一件衣服，和颜色很漂亮一件彩衣。
If we later on read of this of Joseph's experience,
若是后来我们再看看约瑟他所经过的事情，
then we know he is a type of Jesus that I just said.
你们就会想，我们就会知道他实在是象征着主耶稣。
If you had time to read chapter 37 of Genesis,
若是你有时间能够读37章全章的话，
you will find out that Joseph was betrayed by his brothers.
你就会发现他是被他的哥哥们卖了。
Just as our Lord Jesus was betrayed by Judas.
就像耶稣被犹大出卖一样。
And he is a brother among brothers, a distinguished one.
他实在是那些弟兄们中间一个特殊的一个弟兄。
Now, if we want to go on,to tell about Joseph's story.
若是我们继续要讲所有约瑟的故事的话，
it may be too many to finish in one day.
也许我们今天讲不完。
Therefore, I'd like to divide Joseph's story in three parts.
所以我想要把他的故事分成三个部分来讲。
The first part is Joseph and his dreams.
第一个是讲到他的梦。
You know, Joseph has a very distinguished character that he dreams, I mentioned here.
那约瑟是一个很有意思的一个特别的人物，他常常做梦。
Not only he dreamt for himself,
他非仅是为自己做梦，
but he has a gift to explain a dream.
而且他还有这个恩赐，他可以解梦。
Later on, you see that he explained the dreams for Pharaoh's two officers.
后来你就会看见他后来又给法老的两个官来解梦。
Then he at last explained the dreams that Pharaoh had.
最后他又向法老解释法老的梦。
Now what does it all mean?
这些是什么意思呢？
Joseph had a revelation from the Lord.
约瑟有主从主来的启示。
Now the second part of Joseph's life that we want to speak about, if the Lord so permit.
若是主允许，我们再要讲到是约瑟他的第二部分。
The second part is that Joseph's personal experience.
他自己的经历。
And the third part.
第三部分。
Is that how he lead his brothers into glory.
是他如何带他的弟兄们进入荣耀。
We said that Joseph is a type of Jesus.
我们说到约瑟他实在是象征主耶稣。
Not in only that he was betrayed.
非仅他被卖。
But we also talk about his ministry.
我们也说到他的职事。
In chapter 1 of Hebrew.
在希伯来书第一章里头。
Please turn to it.
我们翻到希伯来书第一章。我们翻希伯来书第一章。
Actually chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Please read it.
第十节，希伯来书第二章第十节，原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何宜的。
That he will bring many sons into glory.
他要领许多的儿子进荣耀去。
And in verse 11 says,
第十一节里面又说，
Both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctifiedAre all from the Father.
因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一。
For which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻。
Joseph is among his brothers, the first one to enter into Egypt.
约瑟是那些弟兄他的弟兄们之中第一个先下到埃及去的。
If we know the development later on of the things that happened in Canaan, that they were going through famine.
若是我们知道后来在迦南地所发生的事情，在那里有饥荒的话，
Then we see as Joseph sees that why God wants to bring him into Egypt.
我们就知道为什么神要先把约瑟先带到埃及去。
That all his brothers may be saved.
这样子他所有弟兄才能够得救。
Therefore we say the ministry of Joseph is to bring many sons into glory.
所以我们说约瑟他的职事是要带许多的儿子进入荣耀。
I see many other faces turningblank for some reason I don't know why
我发现有些弟兄姊妹的脸突然一下子好像就呆下来，我不晓得为什么。
Is it because you don't read your Old Testament?
是不是你旧约不熟呢？
You don't know which Joseph I'm talking about.
你不知道我说的约瑟是哪一个呢？
Does anyone here do not know which Joseph I'm talking about?
这里有没有哪一位不知道我现在说的约瑟是哪一个？请你举手，我可以来解释。
Many don't understand who Joseph is.
好，
This Joseph is the son of Jacob.
是雅各的儿子。
And this Jacob is later on called Israel.
这个雅各后来就称为以色列的那个雅各。
Therefore, you see, God from this race, from this person, raised a whole race.
所以主从神从雅各这一个人来兴起了以色列一个国。
And Joseph being one of his sons,
约瑟是雅各的一个儿子。
Is a thing of the thing that happening as many of the prophets did.
正如许多先知所说的。
He is the one the Lord work on him first.
他是主在他身上第一个做工的人。
That he may be an example for other brothers and sisters.
他这样子可以成为其他弟兄们的榜样。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, when we say this, we have a definite mind, a definite thought in our mind.
当我们这样说的时候，我们心里应该有一个这样的一个想法。
Jesus being the Son of Man.
耶稣这一个人的儿子。
He is the firstborn. He is the example that the Lord God work on him.
他是那一个首生的，他要成为我们的榜样。主在他身上第一个做工。
If Jesus can enter into glory.
若是耶稣可以进入荣耀。
We shall be also.
我们也一样也要进入荣耀。
If he is perfect.
若是他是完全的。
We shall be also.
我们也要成为完全。
If he is holy without sin.
若是他是圣洁完全没有瑕疵的。
Then we shall be also.
我们也要这样子圣洁。
Now, brother and sister, I hope you know the reason why I'm going to talk about Joseph.
弟兄姊妹们，我希望你们这样就了解为什么我要说到约瑟。
Because the Lord used the Old Testament as a storytelling.
因为神用旧约来说明这个故事。
That we may understand the things on the level.
这样子我们才能够从我们这一方面来看得清楚这件事情。
We might not understand how Jesus is the Son of God and entered the glory.
我们现在没办法了解为什么耶稣这个神的儿子进入荣耀。
We might be too foolish to understand the way Jesus walked the way of cross.
我们也没有办法了解耶稣为什么在那里走上十字架的道路。
But we certainly understand Joseph.
但是我们可以了解约瑟。
Now I have no time to talk about his experience today.
我们没办法讲到他的经历，今天讲到他的经历。
I can only concentrate on the vision, on the dreams that he had.
我们今天只能讲到他的意象，就是他的梦。
This is very important.
这个非常的要紧。
Because when the Lord Jesus came to work on us,
因为当主耶稣来在我们身上做工的时候
，Joseph's dream or Joseph's vision,
约瑟的梦或者说他的意象
，may also be the vision of Jesus Christ Himself.
也变成主耶稣他自己的意象跟他自己的。
Now you see, one do things with something in their mind.
当一个人做事的时候，他心里应该先有一个意念。
This special dream caught up with Joseph.
这一个特别的梦就这样子在约瑟的身上。
And Jesus himself come with a definite.
耶稣他来的时候，他有一个确定的目的。
He tries to tell us what the purpose is.
他想要告诉我们他的这个目的是什么。
And in the New Testament, he did so.
于是在新约里面，他就这样做了。
But even before he came,
但是在他来之前，
he used a person, Joseph.
他用约瑟这一个人，
and gave him some dream.
给他一些梦。
That Joseph knows in some way what the Lord Jesus himself is going to do.
这样子，约瑟呢就怎么样子，就从这个梦里头就多多少少就知道一点为这个主耶稣后来要做什么样的事情。
The dream explained many things.
这个梦解释了很多事情。
But at the beginning, when Joseph saw it,
但是最初当约瑟看到的时候，
all he was being excited was that his sheep was being worshipped at.
但他所很兴奋很高兴的就发现他的禾捆是要被别人拜的。
He didn't know how his sheep got around there.
他也不知道他的禾捆是怎么来的。
All he saw was that he being worshipped by the sun, by the moon, by 11 stars.
他又发现他又是被太阳、月亮跟11个星星都向他下拜。
He doesn't even know what the sun and moon and stars were talking about.
他也实在是不了解到底那个太阳、月亮跟星星是什么意思。
But he was so excited.
但是他很开心。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, because Joseph was in his Old Testament time.
因为约瑟。
And the way God works was not explained many, was not explained too much.
在那里神做工并不是很明显的。
Now we understand this. When does the sheep come from?
我们也了解这一点，那个禾捆是从哪儿来的呢？
It's not like today's agricultural machines that they do with machineries.
不像今天在这里田里头用都是用机器收割。
Now you see the sheep are all without the corn, the grains.
我们现在所看到禾捆都是已经上面都没有穗子的了。
Because the machine already cut it off.And also at the same time take the grains away.
因为在收割的时候，那个机器一边收割一边已经把穗子打掉，同时捆起来。
Now in the old time, what they do is they get around all the sheaves.
但是在那个用人工的时候，他先把这些禾捆先割下来。
And they take it to the plain.
然后拿到场上去。
And they beat it until all the grains come off.
然后来打这个穗子，打麦子。
It's the harvest time.
然后把麦子打下来，在收割的时候。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, for sheaves to be able to together.
弟兄姊妹，当这个禾捆可以捆在一起的时候
，It takes a lot of endurance and a lot of cultivation on it.
这个能够捆起这个禾捆之前，已经是有很多很多耕种跟辛苦放在里头。
Now, if we enlarge the picture of Joseph,
若是我们将约瑟的这个图画放大的话，
If we put a little bit of imagination in it,
若是我们放一点点我们的想象力在里面，
We understand that the Lord is now telling Joseph something.
在这里我们就知道主耶稣在这里对约瑟说一些话。
The most important theme was that one is being worshipped in the center.
最要紧的一个就是说在中间的有一捆要被围着被接受敬拜。
If we know this, then we understand.
若是我们知道这一个真理。
In the New Testament, when we understand.
在新约里面我们了解。
Because Jesus is the one who was being worshipped at.
因为我们知道在那里面耶稣就是那个中心那一个是接受敬拜的。
He is the center that has to be worshipped.
他就是在那个中心的那一个接受敬拜的。
Paul talks about the future glory a Christian has.
保罗说到以后将来基督徒要得到的荣耀。
He said, the sun has sun's glory.
他就说到日有日的荣耀。
The moon has its glory.
月有月的荣耀。
And the stars have all their glory.
星也有星的荣耀。
And the glory of this star is different from that star.
这星与那星的荣耀又不同。
Paul was definitely talking about a person mature, a Christian mature, and they have glory in them.
这里是保罗是说到某各个的基督徒当他们成熟长大的时候他们个人所得的荣耀不同。
And when we all finish our course in this world,
当我们在这个世界上行完了这个路程的话，
according to what we have received, we have a glory.
那么照着我们所接受的，我们就有这样的荣耀。
We are in glory.
我们的确是在荣耀里面。
Yet even in the glory, one is being worshipped, which is Jesus Christ himself.
但是甚至我们都在荣耀里面，还是有一个是被大家所敬拜的，那就是耶稣基督自己。
The sun, the moon, the 11 stars.All the Christians have been saved.
是说到这所有得救蒙恩得救的基督徒。
You see, Joseph, what Joseph didn't understand was the Lord was talking about a picture of the far future.
约瑟在这里，他不了解的是他这个梦实在是说到将来的事。
It's beyond himself, related to Jesus.
他是超过了他自己，是讲到了耶稣自己。
Yet because Joseph is a type of Jesus.
因为在这里，约瑟是象征了主。
He has gone through it himself.
他就要经历那些事情。
And the dream has to be fulfilled on Joseph.
这个梦必须要在约瑟的身上能够实现。
Now Joseph was all too happy to see a sheep being worshipped at.
约瑟实在是非常兴奋，因为他看到他的禾捆在那被别的禾捆敬拜。
He didn't know, and he didn't realize, he didn't think of that to be able to gather around a bundle of sheep.He has gone through many trials.
但是他没有想到，就在他这个捆能够捆得起来之前，他要经过非常非常多的试炼。
We mentioned a little bit that Joseph himself was betrayed. 我们第一个
自己是被他的是被卖，而经过了很多很多的苦难。
The Lord stripped away from what Joseph thought he had.
主将约瑟以为他有的已经剥夺掉。
Yes, he was the beloved son of his father.
的确，他在家里是他父亲最喜欢的儿子。
But that's not the glory the Lord was talking about.
但是那一个荣耀不是神所说的荣耀。
He is quite intelligent.
他相当聪明。
And the Lord, that his father doesn't even love him so much, doesn't even want him to go out to take care of the sheep.
甚至他很想把他留在身边，都不用他叫他出去放羊。
But that's not what the Lord has in mind. God has in mind.
这也不是主耶稣要愿意这样让他做的。
If you see the way of Joseph, how he walked,
他怎么样
的 how the Lord prepared his way,
主怎么样准备他的道路
？The Lord took him away from his home.
主把他从他的家里拿走。
He was sold to the Midian.
他卖给了米甸人。
And then he was later sold to an Egyptian.
后来又被卖给一个埃及人。
The bodyguard or bodyguard of the Pharaoh.
是法老的一个官。
护卫长，
法老内臣护卫长。
And he was because Potiphar was.Such an ignorant person.
因为波提凡是一个这样子的无知的人。
He left him.
他就将他托给他的妻子。
And his wife being a very wanton woman.
那他的妻子又是一个很不正经的女子。
Joseph was facing a lot of trials.
于是约瑟就面对了很大的一个试炼。
Because he refused the trials.
因为他拒绝了这样的试探。
He was put down into a jail.
结果他就自己反而被下监。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, what Joseph saw was totally different from what he experienced.
他这里所经历的是跟他所看到的几乎完全相反。
I could not say whether Joseph understood it or not.
我不晓得约瑟在那个时候是不是完全了解。
But we know later on Joseph did understand.
但是我们知道后来约瑟的确他完全了解。
For in the future,
因为在后来
when he saw his brothers again,
但他后来又再看到了他的兄弟的时候
he had no complaint.
他一点都没有抱怨。
He said, God has sent me over here first.
他说神将我先送到这里来。
That because of my humbleness, because of my sacrifice, many can be saved.
因为我在这里的牺牲，我在这里的谦卑，于是很多人可以得救。
Now this is called the way of cross.
这个就叫做十字架的路。
Jesus himself was later on walked on it.
耶稣他自己也是。
I think God the Father has many thoughts for his own beloved son Jesus.
我相信主神是那样子的爱耶稣。
Because he loved him so much.
因为他那样爱他。
And he go on a very lonely way.
知道他在那里要走一个很孤单的道路。
He let Joseph walk in it with him.
于是就让约瑟先走了。
At least someone will understand the agony of Jesus.
至少在这里知道有一个人他会了解耶稣基督他的难。约瑟在这里就是这样的人。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, God although gave Joseph a dream.
所以在这里神虽然给约瑟一个梦。
But it was not what he thought.
但并不是他所想象到的。
On the contrary.
相反的。
Because of the dream.
因为这一个梦。
Oh, one who sees a vision, God cannot do away without any trial.
一个看见异象的人神就没有办法不将试探放在他的身上因为神要让他知道怎么样才能够到达那个目的
the way of cross leads to glory.
因为这个十字架的路是通到中荣耀去的
contrary to many of the people think.
是跟我们很多人心里想法完全不一样
Now, dear brothers and sisters, the minute you believe in Jesus,
弟兄姊妹们当你一相信耶稣的时候
the Lord intends to put you into the same walk.
于是神就会将你放在同样这样的一条道路上面。
You did not understand.
你不会了解。
You thought, now I believe in Jesus.
你想、哦、我现在开始信主了。
Now my sins were done away.
那我的罪已经被赦免。
I should be joyful, I should be happy, I should be, everything should be flowers and roses around me.
那我一定是很高兴很喜乐、啊、都是、满地都是玫瑰花了。
It's not so.
不是这样子。
Because God wants us to see what kind of glory is a true glory.
因为神要我们看见一个真正的荣耀是什么样的。
What kind of spiritual maturity is a true maturity?
什么样的属灵上的成熟是一个真正的成熟。
The life, the abundant life, what is it?
这个丰盛的生命是一个怎么样的一个生命。
I can go on and on talk about Joseph's first dream.
我可以一直在讲到约瑟的这第一个梦。
But I have to talk about the other pair of dreams that he explained too.
但是我也要讲到他其他的一些梦。
Now, it struck me very interesting.
我就觉得这里我觉得很有意思。
Joseph's dream that he explained has to do with food.
很奇怪，约瑟他所有的梦都是跟吃的东西有关系。
I don't know whether he is a very gluttonous person or not.
我不晓得他是不是个很贪吃的人，不过我想他不会是。
Because the Old Testament talked about the abundant life.
因为在旧约里面说到这个很丰盛的生命的时候。
Let's read again on.The dream that Joseph explained to Pharaoh's two officers.
我们下面再看看约瑟对那法老的两个内臣。
Chapter 40.
第四十章。我们看第四十章。
Let's start with from verse 1 to 13.
我们读第一节到第十三节。四十章，创世纪四十章一节到十三节，这是以后。埃及王的酒政和膳长得罪了他们的主耶埃及王法老就恼怒酒政和膳长这二臣把他们下在护卫长府内的监里就是约瑟被囚的地方护卫长把他们交给约瑟约瑟便伺候他们他们有些日子在监里被囚的监之埃及王的酒政和膳长二人同夜各做一梦各梦都有讲解到了早晨约瑟进到他们那里见他们有愁闷的样子他便问法老的二臣就是与他同囚的他主人府里的说你们今日为什么面带愁容呢他们对他说我们个人做了一梦没有人能解约瑟说解我酒政便将他的梦告诉约瑟说我梦见在我面前有一棵葡萄树树上有三枝根好像发了芽开了花上头的葡萄都成熟了法老的杯在我手中我就拿葡萄挤在法老的杯里将杯递在他手中约瑟对他说你所做的梦是这样姐三根枝子就是三天三天之内 法老必提你出监，叫你官复原职，你仍要递杯在法老的手中，和先前做他的酒证一样。
Then let's read from 16 to 19.
我们再读第十六章到第十九十六节到第十九节。膳长见梦解得好，就对约瑟说：“我在梦中见我头上顶着三筐白饼，及上的筐子里有为法老烤的各样食物，有飞鸟来吃我头上筐子里的食物。”约瑟说：“你的梦是这样解，三个筐子就是三天，三天之内法老必斩断你的头，把你挂在木头上，必有飞鸟来吃你身上的肉。”
Now when I first read, well, many years ago, when I became a Christian and read the Old Testament and read into this passage,
在很多年以前，当我刚刚信主得救的时候，我读了这篇创世纪，读到这里。
I could never remember which one was freed, which one was returning to their his position, and which one was dead.
我总是记不得到底哪一个是给释放，哪一个被杀了。
Which one was dead?
你们记不记得哪一个死啊？
The baker or the cupbearer?
是那个酒证呢，还是那个膳长？
Let me ask you tomorrow. You probably half of them will forget.
也许我明天再问你的话，也许一半的人又忘记了。
A week later,
一个礼拜以后
，probably only one tenth remember. 但
也许只有十分之一人记得。
Now, if you understand the meaning of the dream, then you will not forget.
但若是你了解，就永远不会忘记。
If you know the spiritual meaning of it, you will never forget how it ended.
若是你知道它属灵的意义的话，你就会一定记得它到底怎么回事。因为它这里讲到一个属灵的原则。
In which way we meet a resurrected life.
在用怎么样一个方式，当我们碰见这一个复活的生命？
In which way we will be doomed?
在哪一个方向，我们就会发现我们要
Now, the cupbearer and the baker.
一个是酒证，一个是膳长。
They all have to do with all their food.
都是跟法老的食物有关。
Now, in this dream, it says they have all their interpretations.
在这里，他们说各梦都有解。
I would like to say, not all dreams are interpretable.
但我要说，并不是所有的梦都有解。
Some people came to me, brother, you said that the dream can be interpreted. But I had a dream, could you explain it to me?
有些弟兄姊妹到我面前来说，你说梦都有解，那么我有一个梦，你来帮我解解看。
And I remember a sister distinctly in New Jersey. She told me about a dream so vividly, she asked me what it means.
我记得在 New Jersey 有一个姊妹，她把她的梦记得清清楚楚的来讲给我听，让我来解给她听。至少我只能说到约瑟所说的。
The interpretation is from God.
这个梦的解是在出于神。
Yet he said these two dreams are interpretable.
但是这两个梦是可以解的。
Because the explanation in itself is the spiritual principle.
因为在这里它的解本身就是那个属灵的原则。
Now, these two persons are to satisfy their king, Pharaoh.
这两个人都是要来为法老效力的。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, if we serve God.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们要服侍的话，要侍奉的话，我们是侍奉神。
Our service is to please God.
我们的侍奉是要来求讨神的喜悦。
God alone himself is being satisfied.
我们只要求神他自己来得到满足。
Now,We have to relate again from Joseph's first dream.
我们要再看看跟这个跟他的头一个梦来连起来。
Joseph's first dream was that.
约瑟的头一个梦是这么说。
We explained it that Jesus is the center of worship.
我们说到耶稣他是敬拜的中心。
Later on, Joseph himself is lifted high.
后来约瑟他自己又被高举。
Through the experience of going down.
经由降卑
He is almost like dead to his own parents, to his own brothers.
因为在他的弟兄来讲，他几乎是等于已经死掉了。
And indeed, his brothers sold him to reckon them him to be dead.
而且他的弟兄们卖他的时候，我想这一卖出去，他一定是必死无疑。
Of course, Joseph cannot physically gone through death.
当然，约瑟在这里没有真正他身体这样子死去。
As our Lord Jesus personally did.
像耶稣他自己那样。
But Joseph being lifted high again into to be Pharaoh's right hand.
但是约瑟的后来就被法老作为埃及的宰相。
Just as Jesus himself was sitting on the right hand of our Father.
正如主耶稣后来在神的右手边坐下。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, all his that is to serve God. What is the thing that we can satisfy God?
我们在侍奉神的事情上面，有哪一件事情可以让神满足的？
Many people say we do this, we do that, we are doing a lot of things for God.
很多人说我们做这个做那个，我们可以做很多事情为神做。
I mentioned a while ago abundant life.
我刚才说了一点点，说到丰盛的生命。
Jesus wants us to go through hardships and trials and difficulties.
主耶稣要让我们经过这些试探，这些苦难。
That we may have a life that is.Indestructible.
这样我们才有一个不能毁坏的这么一个生命。
That's called the abundant life.
这个生命就是那个丰盛的生命。
We may have a satisfaction, a peace that the world cannot take it.
这样子我们在这个我们就有一个平安是世上不能够取去的。
That's called the abundant life.
这是一个命。
Dear brothers and sisters, in the same way that pleases God is this abundant life.
同样的，就是这一个丰盛的生命可以让神得到满足。
If we can only do things, but the person.We ourselves are not a solid person.
若是我们只会在外面做事，而我们自己这个人本身不是一个很结实的在神面前的话。
Now God look at the things that we do.
他们在那里给了
the Pharaoh.
但是你看，但是不知道为什么他们得罪了这个法老。
And they were cast down into the jail.
他们就下监。
Dear brother and sister, because our no natural life in the sight of the Lord was not pleasing at all.
因为在我们的天然生命里头，没有一样能够讨主的喜悦的。
Yes, we know all the sinful things God did not like.
我们知道这些有罪的这些事情，神不喜悦。
If we hold grudges against our brothers and sisters, the Lord has no delight.
若是我们跟弟兄姊妹们过不去，神的确是不喜悦。
This we understood.
这个我们了解。
But more than that.
但是更深一步。
If we always think that we are doing things,
就是我们一直在想我们在做些事情。
If we are serving him,
就是觉得我们在那儿服侍他。
This is something rooted in very deeply in our natural life.
这是在我们天然生命里头是一个很根深蒂固的一个观念。
It doesn't please God.
这一点也不讨神的喜悦。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, I don't mind telling you the story of myself.
弟兄姊妹们，我不在乎我讲我自己的故事告诉各位。
Because it's a shameful one.
因为这是一个很不容易、很羞耻的。
When I tried to serve the Lord, some 10, 20 years ago, 20, 15 years ago, I mean 10, 15 years ago,
差不多十几年以前，当我开始要服侍神的时候，
I used my voice,
我就用我的声音，
because I sing well,
因为我唱得不错，
and people say I sing well,
因为人家说我唱得不错，
and I agree I sing well,
我也同意我唱得不错。
Now I serve God with my ability.
于是我就用这一个来服侍神。
I went through large and small meetings.
我就大大小小的这个场合都去唱。
Whenever I went, they say the song leaders come.
每次我一去，那些带师的人都跑来。
They said the song leaders here. You can lead a song.
哦，人家就说哦，他同陪来了，这个带唱诗的来了。
And I'm very happy.
因为我就很开心。
I think the Lord is happy too.
我也相信主也很开心。
Because the congregation is happy.
因为这会众大家都很高兴。
Not until several years later.
只等到好几年之后，
I realized in my service,
我就发现在我的这个侍奉上面，
I am enjoying myself.
我在自己在那里很欣赏，
And sometimes I do it in my own way.
有时候我就照着自己的意思这么做，
I enjoyed it.
我也很开心，
More than whether I care whether the Lord enjoys it or not.
超过于我想到主到底在这里这世界上喜不喜悦呢？
No.I knew it.
我心里知道。
But I couldn't help myself.
但是我没办法不做。
I come to the platform praying in ahead of time.
于是我常常就在在开会之前，我先到这个讲台上来先祷告。
And I wept. I feel sorry for the situation that I'm in.
我祷告的时候我就哭泣，因为我没有我对我在那个在那样的一个情形之下我没有办法。
Yet whenever I was on the platform,
但是我又在台上了。
A feeling that I'm being lifted up.
我又有这个在被高举的感觉。
Nobody is taller than I.
没有人在台上比我高。
Well, yesterday when we studied the Bible, I realized something.
昨天我在看圣经的时候，我又发现到一件事。
You know, in the book of Luke, chapter 5.
在路加福音第五章里头。
The Lord was preaching.
当主耶稣在那里讲道的时候
Do you know where does he stand from?
你知道他站在哪里吗
He didn't actually stand, he was sitting.
事实上他连站都没站着他是坐着的
He was sitting in a boat that Simon had.
他是坐在那个船上
He probably was the lowest person on the whole gathering.
所以在那整个大聚集里面，他大概是最矮最矮的那一个人。
Yet when I was standing on a platform, why did I feel so good?
但是当我站在台上的时候，为什么我觉得那么好呢？
I feel bad because I felt good.
我心里真是难过，因为我知道我在那心里在那得意。
Now I couldn't help myself.
但是我没有办法。
Until one day.
直到有一天。
The Lord had to take my voice away.
神将我的声音拿走。
I had nothing to boast.
我一点都没有可以骄傲
的。I had nothing to glorify myself.
我也没有任何可以让我自己得到荣耀的。
And I thanked the Lord.
于是我就感谢主。
I said, the Lord said, Lord.
于是我说主啊。
I know I'm in trouble.
我知道我这里在有麻烦了。
Because my natural life is not willing to be broken by you.
因为我天然的生命不愿意在这里被你破碎。
I felt sorry.
我觉得很难过。
But I thank you now.
但是我感谢你。
Because you've taken it away from me.
因为你将这个声音拿走了。
If you can give me back my voice.
若是你将这个声音再给还我的话。
The voice is yours.
这个声音是属于你的。
Dear brothers and sisters, somehow in our service, we had to go through that.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们侍奉主的过程中间，我们一定会经过这样一步。
That's why the Lord, the Pharaoh, put the cupbearer and the baker in the jail for 3 days.
所以他将酒正跟膳长法老将他们下在监里面。
That 3 days talks about the experiences of resurrection.
这三天的里面就等于就是讲到这个三天的之后的复活。
Our Lord Jesus went down 3 days before he resurrected.
我们的主耶稣自己在阴间里头下到阴间里头三天之后才复活。
Now, when people experience a spiritual death,
当一个人来经历的这个属灵的死的时候
two results come about.
就有两个结果出来
One kind of person,
一种人
as the cupbearer,
就像那个酒正
they had a vision.
他们有一个意象
they saw that they're being squeezed.
在那里他觉得他被压榨
they saw the flower, it flowered and the barefoot and it was ripe and that he squeezed.
他发现在那里那个葡萄树开花结果然后他就挤那个葡萄然后他就发现他仍然还可以将这个杯送到法老的手上弟兄姊妹们但是另外一种人呢就像那个膳长一样
they gave up what they serve.
他就将他们的服饰这么给出去
the bread was supposed toLet the Pharaoh enjoy.
这个烤出来的这些食物本来是应该要给法老去吃的。
But he couldn't keep it.
但是他没办法。
The birds took it away.
而让飞鸟吃去了。
Pharaoh didn't enjoy it.
法老没有吃到。
The bird did.
而这个飞鸟吃到了。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, when we went through trials,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们在经过试炼的时候
we may take two kind of attitudes.
也许我们会采两种态度。
If we understand the way of cross,
若是我们了解十字架的这个意义
if we have such a vision,
若是我们有这个意象
then we know it's only for our good.
我们就知道这只是为我们好而已
We cannot do away with our self-corrupted nature.
我们没有办法将我们天然生命的这个败坏除去
Therefore, we agree to what God says. We have to die. We have to die.
所以我们就同意神所给我们预备的我们必须先死必须死
Now, if we are not willing,
就是我们不愿意
if we don't agree with God,
我们也不同意神所安排的
the other attitude is that we give up.
另外一个态度就是好了我算了
give up, forget it.
算了我不做了
we will not serve king.
我们也不用再去服侍王
all the trial I went through for nothing.
于是这些所有这些试探试炼过去等于属于它的结果等于零
Dear brothers and sisters, these brothers and sisters,
All their
sufferings are indeed for nothing.
这样的弟兄姊妹，他们所经过的苦难没有价值。
Because that kind of suffering didn't bring them any spiritual life.
因为这样的受的苦难，并没有将属灵的生命加给他们。
Do you see the difference?
你们看见这个不同
？Now everybody went through trial, went through difficulties.
因为每个人都要经过苦难，都要经过这些试探。
Some people came out glory.
但是有些人就没有办法将这个荣耀。
Well, I should say, you know, when you try to make wine, I don't know, I've never made wine before successfully.
我不晓得你怎么样做酒，我从来没有成功的做过酒。
But I was told.
但是我知道
if you didn't make the wine properly,
若是你没有把酒做得很好的话
it'll become, the fermentation doesn't come about completely,
于是这个发酵就发得不完全
the wine came about sour,
于是就会变酸
it's a vinegar,
就变成酒变成醋了
not the wine,
不是酒
Now, many Christians, when they went through trial, the Lord had intended them to be a good wine.
很多基督徒们当他经过这些试炼的时候主实在是要他们后来变成酒。
But they came about good vinegar.
结果他们变成了很好的醋。
Sour.
是酸的。
Anybody tasted, well, their teeth will fall off.
哪些人要喝的话真是酸的牙都要掉了。
You see, have you seen these people?
你们看过这样的人吗
They complain about all their surroundings.
于是他就这些人就是一直在那里抱怨。
They cuss it.
他们在那里埋怨。
The taste, you smell a sour smell.
于是你在那里就闻到那个酸味。
Is there life in it?
有没有生命呢那里面
？Well, for the ordinary, the worldly people, when they had not the life of Jesus.
那些世上的人，当他们没有神的生命的。
It's not surprising.
没有什么了不起。
You complain about all your surroundings.
大家都在那里抱怨嘛。
But dear brother and sister, the greatest hand of God is in the surrounding.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神的手就在这些环境里头的。
He formed you, he molded you.
他塑造我们。
You have a glorious vision in your mind.
你在你的里面要有一个这样的荣耀的这样的一。
Flowering.
你知道这个后来都会开花。
They will bear fruit.
会结果。
They will be matured.
它会成熟。
The final stage will be squeezed into the cup of the Lord.
最后呢，这个果子要挤到法老的酒杯里去，法老挤到神的杯子里去。
Dear brothers and sisters, bear this in your mind.
弟兄姊妹们，将这个记住。
Be like the cup bearer.
像那个酒盛。
Do not try to be the baker.
不要像那个膳长。
You know, baker. The Lord also using the baker as an illustration.Also had a cross in his heart, in his way.
你知道吗？主耶稣也用膳长作为这个比方，因为在那里也有十字架。
You have to knead the bread.
你必须要拿这个面团要搓揉。
You have to bake in the hot temperature.
你也要在那里空烤。
It also talks about trial in the environment.
也在这里也讲到了这些试探，也讲到这些事情。
But somehow, because he didn't have a vision.
但是因为他没有看见这个意象。
He didn't have the correct vision, or
他就或者说我们他没有看到这个正确的意象。
He doesn't know the importance of serving the Lord.
他不知道。
His life.
他不知道用他的生命来服侍主自己。
He loses his life.
于是他就失掉了这个生命。
Didn't the Lord say it that way?
主是不是这么说的呢？
Those who want to keep their life lose their life.
那些想要得到生命的
Those who give up their life gain life.
那些舍去生命的反而得到生命
And the life, the abundant life, I again tell you,
这个生命
is the one who satisfy God.
这个丰盛的生命是才能使你心意满足的
Now the third pair of dreams.
第三个梦
Pharaoh dreamt it. We don't have time to read it.
是法老做的梦，我们没有时间读。
You may read them.
是在创世纪第四十一章，也许你们回去自己念。
Pharaoh dreamt that there are seven.Beautiful cows and seven ugly cows.
法老在那里做梦到七只很丑恶很瘦的母牛，又梦到七个很好的牛。
And he dreamt seven good crops.
又梦到有七个很好的收成。
And seven poor crops.
又长了七个很枯槁很细弱的穗子。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, what does that say?
弟兄姊妹们，这是说什么呢
？The grains.
这个穗子
hand, is to satisfy the children of God.
穗子永远是 要满足神 儿女的。
Now the three pair of dreams that we see.
这三套的这个梦我们看到的。
If we want to be in spiritual maturity,
我们若是要在属灵上 有点成就有点 成熟的话
First of all, the dream said,
第一个梦说到
that we have to go through cross,
我们必须要经过十字架
through the resurrection,
经过复活
that we may have abundant life,
我们才能够有这个丰盛的生命
And we went into future glory.
然后我们就会进入将来的荣耀里去
Now the second pair of dreams says,
第二套梦
All these are for the satisfaction of God.
这一切都是为了要得到神的心意的得到满足
The third pair of dreams says,
第三套梦
All these are
所有这些
also for the satisfaction of other Christians.
这所有这些经历也是为了要满足那些其他 别的基督徒呢
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
Joseph explained the dream.
约瑟在那里 解释了这个梦。
He said, Pharaoh, the seven good cow, beautiful cow.
他告诉法老。
And the seven good crops.
说七个好的母牛跟七个好穗子。
Are speak about seven abundant years.
是讲到那七个丰年。
And the seven ugly cow and bad crop that's talking about another 7 years.
那七个又干瘦又丑陋的 那个母牛和那七个。
Because they're in some such a dreadful situation.
是那七个荒年是那么样子的荒凉。
It devoured all the good years that they had before.
这个荒凉反而把那些七个丰年吞吃了。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, if we look in the church history for a longer span of time,
若是我们这个看一看教会的历史，
we understand there are good years, there are bad years.
我们就会发现那里有丰年，有荒年。
Sometimes, the Lord seems to be able to give abundant life to the children.
有些时候，好像神将很多很多的生命这样子给他的儿女。
And they spread the gospel so easily.
于是在那里传福音那么容易。
We talk about all the revivals.
我们就讲到那些复兴的事情。
The Welsh revival.
这些威尔斯的大复兴
the revival in 山东，
在山东的大复兴
the revival in China,
在中国的大复兴
we talk about different revivals.
我们就是讲到那些很多那些复兴
These are the intervals the Lord has given abundant life to his children.
这些都是那些神所给神儿女的丰年
Yet there are also the poor years.
又有那些荒年
that we have to live on the previous crops.
在那些荒年里面我们只能够靠那些丰年留下来的食物来充饥。
Don't you see that?
你有没有看见呢
Through a last revival, it diminished, became smaller and smaller.
当一个复兴慢慢像好像在那里结束的时候。
To an extent, almost the children of God was disappearing.
好像到一个程度好像神的儿女都看不见了。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, this may also speak our own spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹们。这个也可能说到我们自己在我们自己生活上面我们的属灵的生命
When you were first saved,
当你刚得救的时候
it seems so easy to read the Bible.
读圣经觉得读得那么有意思
you find satisfaction.
你又觉得很满足
you have fellowship with the Lord.
又跟神有交通
All the things you dealt with before the Lord.
那么又跟在神面前都能认罪
It's so easy as if effortlessly.
好像那么容易好像那么样子轻省
You even teach the Sunday school.
甚至你还可以教主日学
Many children were blessed by you.
于是有很多人就因为你而得福
Yet when 7 years passed,
但是当那七个丰年过去的时候
you became dry.
又变得很干枯了
you read the Bible, nothing in it.
你看看圣经书好像得不到什么
when you pray, this heaven is closed as a copper ahead of you.
你祷告向神祷告的时候好像铜墙铁壁祷告不过去
What happened?
到底怎么回事呢
Oh, you remember the old glorious days.
于是你就想到以前那些很辉煌的日子
You felt sorry for yourself.
你就觉得自己很难受
You don't know what to do.
你不知道怎么办才好
You lose heart.
于是你就灰心
You gradually give up.
于是慢慢你就失望
Now, dear brother and sister, you need not to be like that.
弟兄姊妹们你们不需要这样子
Because you understand it.
因为你们了解在这里
The Lord has given you the abundant life.
神给我们这些很丰盛的这些生命。
The 7 good years.
丰年。
You can accumulate all those gatherings.
你可以将它储蓄起来。
You can accumulate those for your future.
你可以储蓄起来为了将来。
Oh, on the poor years when you felt so bad.
在那些荒凉的那些时间里头，那些岁月里头，你觉得感觉到那么不好。
Then you open up your house.
于是你就将你心里面那个仓库打开。
You find the nourishment the Lord had given you previously.
你会想到以前神所给你的种种的好处。
Dear brothers and sisters, sometimes when you read a spiritual book from the previous saint,
当你读一些以前的圣徒们那些他们的自传的时候
，you have to realize the Lord has prepared them for your future, for you now.
当你读那些人的留下来的书籍的时候，你就发现神加给他们的就是让他留下来到现在要给你的。
The abundant life that they had, the revelation they see, the experience they had is the Lord.
他们那些丰盛的生命，他们那些异象，跟他们那些所有的神的交通，这些。
The Lord preserved them in a book form.
神将它留起来，留在书上。
Now you read them.
现在你读它。
You were satisfied.
你会得到满足。
You were fed.
你会得到饱足。
Oh, beautiful.
实在是很美。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord has in mind.
神是想到的。
The abundance is for the now generation and for the future generation.
这些丰盛非仅是为了能满足现这一个世代，也是为了将来世代预备的。
And Joseph, because he saw that.
约瑟因为看到这一点。
Pharaoh has raised him to be.The steward of all the household.
所以法老就将他高升，将他的家里头做最高的一个人。
This is a man who has himself gone through the way of cross.
因为这一个人是他是经过十架的。
He can be lifted up without himself being lifted.
他可以被高举，而他自己这个人不被高举。
And he was managing the household of Pharaoh.
他在那里在法老的家中管理一切。
When he was in power,
当他有权的时候，
all the children of God were satisfied.
在他在那里掌权的时候，所有的神的儿女都得到饱足。
Dear brothers, what does all these dreams talk about now we see spiritually?
弟兄姊妹，当我们用这属灵眼光看这些梦的时候，到底他们这些说什么？
Why, this is the way God would do things.
这就是神所要这样子做事的。
This is the purpose. This is the way God has set for us.
这就是这个目的，神在那里给我们的。
If you have the wisdom as Joseph had,
若是你有约瑟那样的智慧，
you will look into this.
你就会这样看。
And in all situations, you have kept your goal on the right thing.
不论什么样的环境，你都会看到这个目标。
And you will not be wavering.
你就不会摇摆。
And all the difficulty that Lord has given you,
所有那些难处神所加给你的，
are only for the benefit,
只是为了我们的好处，
and for the abundant life,
也是为这个丰盛的生命。
And when you have this abundant life,
当你有这个丰盛的生命的时候，
God is satisfied,
神就得到满足。
And you can serve your fellow Christians,
你这样子也能够服侍别人。
That all Christians shall be satisfied.
这样子所有的众圣徒都能够得到满足。
None of the Christians,Should be starving to death.
没有哪一个基督徒，神的儿女应该是在那里要挨饿的。
May the Lord bless us this morning.
但愿主祝福今天早上。
With the vision open up to us.
让这个意象向我们开启。
I hope this will explain many of the ways to many. I hope this will explain to many the way the Lord had led you past.
我但愿这个能够向多人能够这样子显明出来，这是神要我们走的道路。
I hope this to many will be.A blessing from the Lord as an explanation of your own path.
我也相信，我也要求，我也求主，这个成为个每个人自己的祝福，因为这个解释了你过去所走的路。
Now you have the abundant life.
你这里有丰盛的生命。
You can serve God.
你可以服侍主。
God is satisfied.
让主自己得到满足。
And you can serve the children.
然后你就可以服侍别人。
We shall give thanks to Him.
我们要将赞美给他。
I hope coming weeks that you will read the story of Joseph somewhat.
但愿在下个礼拜里头，我但愿弟兄姊妹们能够将约瑟的故事稍微先看一看。
If the Lord so will,
若是主许可，
we will spend two more times on Joseph.
我们要也许在约瑟的事情，我们再讲两次。
And then we will bring many to the gospel meeting.
然后
on the fourth week.
然后第四个礼拜，但愿我们将我们带很多弟兄带很多朋友来到这个福音聚会。
Dear brothers and sisters, we ourselves.Are being treated and dealt with by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们自己是被神所对付，被神所被神所做工的。
Yet the life flows out from us.
但是当这个生命从我们里面流出去的时候，
to be blessing for many.
就要成为别人的祝福。
To us is always cross.
对于我们来讲，永远是十字架。
To other people, always blessing.
但是对别人来讲，永远是祝福。
Now I hope you receive this vision.
但愿你们能够接受这样的一个意象。
May this vision be yours.
让这个意象成为你自己的。
And yours forever.
成为你永远成为你自己的。
And you have no complaint before the Lord.
这样子你在神面前永远不会抱怨。
And you are indeed blessing to many.
你就成为别人的祝福。